1967, a young TV journalist with a receding hairline and a deep voice had a bright idea for a short series. It would last for more than 20 years.
Hello, I'm Charles Kuralt. We're off again to meet a few people on the back roads of America. These are people you know, not from the front pages. They've never been on the front pages. They're people you know from next door and down the block. Their stories are some of my favorites from 25 years on the road.
On the Road with Charles Kuralt aired from 1967 until the mid-90s. When the series began, it was the middle of the Vietnam War. Americans were fighting overseas and protesting back home. Charles Kuralt thought viewers of the CBS Evening News might like to be reminded of some of what was best about America. So he asked for an RV, a small crew, and crisscrossed the country meeting craftsmen, do-gooders, and characters. 77 episodes of On the Road have just been released on DVD. Izzy Bleckman filmed most of them. Izzy Bleckman was Charles Kuralt's longtime cameraman. Joins us now from member station WBFO in Buffalo. Izzy, thanks so much for being with us.
I'm delighted to be here.
How'd you get the gig?
Long story, but I'll try and make it short. The first On the Road was a group of kids playing in the fall leaves in New England. Very simple little story. Got on the air, and the switchboards lit up at CBS. It was unbelievable. Cameraman named Jimmy Wilson was the first cameraman. He was in the Washington Bureau, and he thought he would quit and move off to California and try and work in the films. Mm-hmm. And I had a wonderful bureau manager in Chicago in 1969 after the 68 convention in Chicago. John Lane called up Kuralt and said, I hear you're looking for a cameraman. I got a guy here. Might work out for you. Why don't you try him out for a week? Tried me out for a week, and it turned into 25 years. It was the dream job as a cameraman.
And tell us why. Remind us why.
Well, nobody threw bricks at you. We were welcome everywhere we went. And to get in this bus with Charles Kuralt and see America with a front row seat, there couldn't be anything better than that.
And how much did you really travel in the bus? Wasn't there also a lot of flying back and forth?
Not too much. Charles loved being on the bus because you never knew what we were going to see. Just looking out the window, we'd run across a story sometimes.
Tell us what that would be like. You'd see something and say, hey, maybe we should do this.
Well, here's one. We did a story called Waiting for Roger. Mm-hmm. And it was a...
The return home from Vietnam.
Yes.
I still remember that.
It's an incredible story, but we were just driving down a country road. I think it was a lovely sunny day. It was like a movie set, yeah. A farmhouse, a big sign over the porch that said, Welcome home, Roger, yellow ribbons around the trees, and people outside like they were having a picnic. And Charles says, you know what, we ought to go back and see where Roger is. And, of course, Roger turned out to be a veteran from Vietnam coming home, mm-hmm. A baby he had not seen, was born while he was away, his wife, his entire family, grandparents. People would walk out to the road, and I'd get a shot of him looking down the road, peering to see if Roger was coming. And Charles came over, and he said, let's go, time to go. I said, yeah, but Roger. He said, no. He says, we don't need to see Roger. Let Roger stand for every Vietnam vet coming home. And show people how they ought to be treated.
Let's play another clip, if we could, of the Kite Man.
Oh, Ansel Tony.
The reason I like flying kites, you're always looking up. You're not looking down like you do when you're playing golf or some of the other things. You're looking at that pretty blue sky. It's a beautiful sight.
That was a pretty one to shoot because Mr. Tony, working at his old sewing machine that he bought for $20 40 years ago, mm-hmm. and the kids hanging out, flying the kites in a cornfield that had been plowed up. We were shooting on the ground, and I said, Charles, I said, boy, wouldn't it be great if we could shoot that from the up where that kite is? We need something to get us up there. And Charles said, wait a minute. And he went inside, and he called, found out where the power company was, and I couldn't believe it. 2 hours later, they came out with a 60-foot cherry picker.
You know, one of the things you notice when you take a look at the stories in this series is they're done with utter respect for people. There doesn't make fun of the people that you profiled. There's not really even irony in it.
A lot of people wondered why would you come out and do a story about me? And maybe after they saw it, they saw something they never knew about themselves, that they did have something to say, that they did have an interesting story to tell. We'd have a tough time after spending time with some of these folks detaching ourselves, getting back in the bus. We'd just seen something terrific, a calm and beautiful existence.
Yeah.
And we wanted to be part of it, but eventually we had to get back in that bus and go on down the road.
You know, Izzy, you nicely raised something that, alas, we have to raise. And I say this as someone with a great deal of affection professionally and personally for Charles Kuralt. You know, maybe you knew this in advance, none of my business, but as it developed after his death, he had a complicated personal life, essentially a second family. And I remember reading his autobiography years ago where he was talking about why he wanted to get out of the traditional news business, because he said, I didn't want to be with my family. I wanted to be where the news was. I wanted wilder and wilder stories. And it does raise the question, was Charles on the road because he didn't want to be home at either of his homes?
I was addicted to this too, to on the road, to traveling across America, meeting these people, seeing things that I would never have known about. I had a divorce because of it, because I could not give it up. And Charles and I were just addicted to getting in that bus and finding a story to tell America. That was his greatest joy.
Izzy, nice talking to you. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Izzy Blechman, longtime cameraman with Charles Kuralt series On the Road. Set 1 has just been released on DVD, and it's available from Acorn Media.